Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. It is great to have you here again. And in the last episode, perhaps you remember, we spoke about the price of waiting. We spoke about how delay feels comfortable, but often becomes very expensive. Today, I want to answer the next logical question. If waiting is risky, what is the right first step? And here is where many people make a mistake. They think the first step is to buy something. A product, a barrier, a system. But flood protection does not start with buying. It starts with understanding. And let me explain what I mean, because that is the sad reality that I realize on a daily basis when I speak to people who have a problem and want to be need flood protection. They always ask, how much is a square meter? How much is a meter? How much is this? How much is that? But they don't ask, does it make sense? Is that what I really need? And who will install it in the middle of the night at a celebration day? Whatever. It starts with understanding. So let me explain what I mean. Every building is different. Every site has its own conditions, a factory, a hotel, a subway station, an airport, a private house, different elevations, different entry points, different water paths. Water does not behave in a standardized way. It moves where it can. It finds the weakest point. And very often, this weakest point is not where people expect it. Now imagine this. You invest in a flood protection system without fully understanding your actual risk. What can happen? You protect the wrong areas. You underestimate water levels, or you overinvest in solutions that are not even required. In all three cases, you lose, either through damage or through unnecessary cost. And this is exactly why the first step must be different. The first step is not installation. The first step is clarity. This is where the engineering assessment comes in. It is not just a technical exercise. It is a structured way to understand your real situation. Where can water enter? How high can it rise? Which areas are critical? Which solutions make sense? And just as important, which solutions do not make sense? And for businesses, this means you gain a clear basis for investment decisions. You avoid surprises. You avoid delays. And you protect your operations in a structured and reliable way. And for homeowners, the same principles apply. The same principle applies. Instead of guessing, you understand. Instead of reacting, you prepare. And instead of hoping, you decide based on facts. Let me summarize this for you. Flood protection is not about products. It is about decisions. And good decisions require good information. For Flood Protection Secrets listeners, they all know that there is a time I distribute one of my golden nuggets, and that is now. Are you ready to get it? So here it comes. Clarity is a first step to protection. Without clarity, every investment is a risk. With clarity, every decision becomes stronger. So here's my question for you for today. Do you already have clarity, or are you still guessing? That's a serious question, huh? Do you already have clarity, or are you still guessing? Because one thing is certain. The next rainfall will not wait until you are ready. So take the first step, create clarity, and build your protection on solid ground. You're only one missing decision away from your facility being flooded. Stay safe and flood free.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the The Protection Against Heavy Rain and Flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.